Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. As the world drowns in the tides of its own making, our once proud citadels of civilization stand on the precipice of a watery abyss. The sinking towers, skyscrapers, last stand above rising seas, peels back the curtain on the looming fate of our modern Babels, monoliths now bracing against the surging assault of climate calamity. The inescapable rise of the seas, a chorus of despair sung in swelling tones, creeps ever closer to the foundations of skyscrapers that once pierced the heavens. These titans of steel and glass, constructed during an epoch of apparent invulnerability, now gasp for breath as the waves lap furiously at their feet. In the heart of what was once a bustling metropolis, a haunting silhouette against the encroaching gloom, a tower, its lobby submerged, serves as a grim monument to misplaced human ambition. Here, the remnants of opulence cling like barnacles to a sinking ship, while rusting elevators groan in protest, refusing passengers to their panoramic final rides. Interviews with the architects of these vertical realms, once beacons of progress, now relay only resignation. "We designed them to outlast us," one lamented, "but not the relentless rise of our own neglected creation." Their blueprints did not include a scenario where nature would reclaim the thrones of our corporate kings with such fury. The stories of several behemoths, such as the once legendary Triton Spire or the iconic Cerulean Tower, resonate with a particularly somber tune. They serve as vestiges of a time when the sky was the limit, now underscored by the rhythmic beat of waves devouring their grandeur, as if the tide itself were a siren's call towards oblivion. The parable of the sinking skyscrapers is not just a tale of loss, it is a eulogy for human hubris. Each day, the water inches higher, claiming floor after floor, a methodical reclamation. Environmental engineers voice powerless frustration, citing the paradox of their endeavors. To halt an end they predicted, yet could not persuade the world to prevent. From this great height, we glimpse vignettes of the world's new Atlanteans, relics of the seafaring myths, now compelled to abandon their lofty abodes for safer inland sanctuaries. Offices left to aquatic squatters, boardrooms now debating with the echoes of bubbles, and penthouses robbed of their view, usurped by a gloating ocean. Under the shroud of an ever-darkening sky, narratives parallel the compelling silent skies and the great migration inwards, painting a world all too familiar with loss. And yet, these towers still hold secrets, rooms locked in darkness, their stories untold, their whispers blending with the lament of the waves. Despite their current plight, these skyscrapers serve as a stark warning. Their present is our potential future. They beg the question, can we continue to ignore the clarion call of our drowning sentinels? As the final sun sets on this year, the deafening silence of the sea speaks volumes. It will be upon the ears of the survivors to heed its tale, or join the choir of the submerged, our culture's artifacts encapsulated in a briny tomb of our own design.